of the tahoim, of the how shall I describe it, of that curse. That's a clown. And this is a rule in every part of the Torah. Everything the Torah describes as negative, when we do it in the positive way, we have the beauty of this ma'aser 500 more times. When we talk about kaas, now kaas is something very, it's a terrible nisayon kaas. Let me explain to you why. Where are we permitted to be in kaas? When are we supposed to get angry? When is a person supposed to get angry? Let me explain to what you're saying. When is a person supposed to get angry? A person is supposed to get angry when he has to give an expression to a positive concept. For instance, if someone talks out against Hashem, chas v'shalom, right? If someone talks out against a tzaddik, someone talks out against someone you're supposed to emulate. I don't even want to bring a mashal. Someone says this tzaddik, this gadol, yeah, is a garnished. He's not worth a penny. And I say, you're not supposed to get in kaas. You're not supposed to get angry. And I say, my dear friend, I would love to suggest that he's worth a penny. Actually, you gave shame to this great person, almost like he did. He said he's not worth a penny, and you said he's worth a penny. It's the same thing. You have to give an expression to reject, to give quality. What's happening here? You have to say it's a chutzpah. Because if you don't say that, then you're not expressing the truth, and you are participating. And what he is doing, you actually participating. Now, that is as we heard from this Choshev Rebbetzin, the concept of Bekano is Kinosi, Kinos Hashem. Because if you don't get angry in certain times, then you are actually participating in the wickedness that's being done. And even in such a case, Reb Chaim Vital says, I used to get angry at my brother. He wasn't learning the way I wanted to. And his Rebbe said, and he says a terrible story, that he got angry. He said, my brother, I was studying with my brother, and he didn't study the way I wanted to. And I got angry at him. And it's a whole story. And his neshama flew out, and it took a different neshama. And the story was that he got killed. Reb Chaim Vital got killed, and his Rebbe was Mechayim Mesim. It's a whole story. It's a beautiful story. Ubarachti, he said, I made a bracha. It's not stam al chesed shemaisa. He said, I made a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem achay amesim. But the whole tragedy came from kaas. Even a situation when he's trying to help somebody. But let us try to describe what is kaas. Kaas describes your feelings. When someone insults me and I cannot get angry, right? Then that insult is, how should I say it, is a thousand times stronger. If someone says, I don't know what mashal to bring. Imagine a lady walks into the house, right? Unless she walks into the house. Let's say she's in the house with the children all morning. I don't know what mashal to bring. You have a young lady, she's with the mishpoch, you know, still with all the pitzalach. And she has a terrible hard day, and she put up some corn and cob and some chvesa, put up something. She didn't have time to make a fancy lunch. Husband walks in, walks over to the pot, and say, "Isn't there anything human to eat?" Now, to keep quiet, is really to put a seal on what he's saying. It's. How should I say it? It's mysterious nefesh. There are times to shut our mouths is pure Mesiris Nefesh. I feel I take all responsibility for what I said. But please let me answer. Let me finish. I take all responsibility for what I say now. When a person is in a situation, when he's burning inside, and rightfully so, he was insulted, and he's burning inside, and he closes his mouth, and doesn't let the kas erupt. If the Ari HaKadosh told us that when you burn up and you open your mouth, you burn up your neshama, and you get a new neshama, you lose all your greatness, and instead of your beauty and your greatness and your tzidkis and your tehillim that you said, a neshama of a mundane, I don't know how to describe it, walks into you. I take all responsibility that when we come to such a situation and we close out of our mouths, at that moment we get a new neshama with purity and with holiness and with closeness to Hashem. Millions of times greater than we had a moment earlier. Because that's the cloud. Me the Tov
Merubah. But every day you're working with someone that's in cars, what should you do? I don't even believe it, but I figured it out.
But all I could tell to this Rebbetzin is as follows. We don't have control of anybody else besides ourselves. Hashem gave us our neshama, and I have control of myself. I don't have control of anybody else. But I can say that by nature, if we are able to create an atmosphere of shalva, of serenity, of good feeling, in a home, in a neighborhood, etc., you understand? The person sitting next to you, if he blows up, and you just spirit, and again, he'll lose his cheshek, Excuse me? It's not always true. Try it. And if it doesn't work, try it again. Excuse me? Yeah. But I really feel that from the questions that I'm being asked over here, and I'm now talking very practical, I really feel that the audience didn't really absorb what I was trying to bring out in the introduction. Because again, I did not come here, maybe I should have, to describe for you in the human way, in the Midas Tovos way, even in the Jewish way, how to act at home and how to act with neighbors and how to not get in cars and how to just get in cars and how to solve the problems. Just a second. All I'm trying to explain to you is that the Torah has a different way of looking at things. Now we have respect and honor for the Torah. We don't really realize that the Torah b'chlal has an opinion about these things. We might know that Torah has an opinion about these things, but that's not where we don't absorb from the Torah. We absorb mostly from our own feelings, and that's the biggest problem. Because really, in our feelings, we're not able to conquer these problems. When it comes to, how should I say it, let me bring you an example. Sometimes we get insulted on Erev Yom Kippur. So we control ourselves. Why? Because the Torah has what to say. This is a holy day. There are certain circumstances that's an Erev Yom Kippur, or I was once with somebody, you understand? And I saw her situation. I said, how did you keep quiet? She said, it's the yahrzeit of my father today. A very beautiful story. Chob ha'ad yahrzeit. He said, Chob ha'ad yahrzeit. It's the moment you look at Teredik, so you can solve problems. Our whole problem is we don't attack a Teredik, Bechlam. Yes.
Sorry. Can you say that, because of what you're saying, that just like Hashem
Absolutely. What this Rebbetzin is saying, I want to repeat it because it's something which I should have said, and it's something which has to be said. That one of the most important midos of Hashem is Erech HaPayim. Hashem never reacts on the spot. Never. There was one time that Hashem almost reacted on the spot. One time in history that Hashem get angry. When the Jewish people in the Midbar, when they were chayte, when they sinned with the Bnei Smoyev, Hashem said, "Bekamoi eskinosi b'soichem." Hashem said, "I got angry, and if I would have gotten angry, I would have called to order." I don't know how to explain to you. Excuse me. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron Hakoyim. Did you know this piece of history? I would have called to order. You know what that means? Let me tell you what it means. You know, let's say there are a lot of people over here. And there's a balagan. Yes. Yes. Now, let me explain this to you. Did you ever hear of Oig Melech HaBoshem? Yes. Could you imagine if Oig Melech HaBoshem would do like this to New York? No, New York. Right? Hashem said, I wouldn't have done, I just would have said, and that would have been the end of the Jewish people. V'lekilisi es b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi. There's no avera that gets Hashem angry as intermarriage, which is not our issue. Which is not our issue. Hashem said, when the Jewish people went with the Bnei Smoyev, all I would have done was, I would have given a patch on the table. And that would have been the end of the Jewish people. And Hashem made a miracle that Pinchas got angry in Hashem's name. He got angry. And Hashem said, look, if he's angry, I don't have to get angry. And that saved the Jewish people. But always, Hashem will never, on the spot, call to order. Never. Erech HaPayim. Erech HaPayim. What's the way? Maybe I'll do tshuva, etc., etc. And as this Rebbe taught us, that this is the most important mitzvah that we have to do. Never to react on the spot. Now, let me just give you one more piece of information. I'm going to call to an end. It's extremely important to know that all the midas in the Torah, most of the midas of Torah, I wouldn't say all, but most of the midas in the Torah do not have a specific lav. The Torah will not say, do not be mean. We find, like seeker, do not revenge. The Torah will not say, do kindness. Maybe yes, but the Ma'aseh said there are hundreds of good traits. The only midah that has a mefurish lav, a absolute lav in the Torah, and this is not according to all Rishonim. It's according to the Smag. Let me tell you what this is. Let me tell you what it's all about. Everyone here knows that there are 613 commandments in the Torah. They were divided into 365. Negative commandments, which are called lavim, and 248 positive commandments, which are called esen. Now, the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Halachas Gedolos, have difference of opinions how to count these mitzvahs. These mitzvahs. Because the Torah, the Gemara says it's 613, but you know, we don't know exactly what goes into what goes into the number, what doesn't go into the number. It's one of the greatest problems in how should I say, one of the greatest beauties in Jewish, in Yiddish, in our literature, called Sefer HaMitzvahs. How to divide up the mitzvahs. Now, one of the great sages who lived around 900 years ago is called the Smag, and he wrote a sefer called Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos. Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos. That's the name of his sefer. And he wrote up the Tariq Mitzvahs according to his opinion. And in the Hagdama to his Sefer, he writes that after I finished setting up my series of Mitzvahs, how I decided the Mitzvahs should be, for sure, you know, he went on the basis of the Rambam, etc. The Rambam was before him. He didn't live 1,000 years ago. He lived 700 years ago. He said, I had a dream. And in my dream, they told me from heaven, Shachachto es ha'ikor. This was the dream. You forgot the most important. You forgot the most important. And I woke up and I realized that they told me, Min HaShemayim, from heaven, that there's a lav, a pasuk, which I forgot to enumerate in the 613. And the pasuk is as these words, He shomer lecho, be careful. And let me stop for a second. The Gemara says, whenever it says He shomer, it's a lav. He shomer is a lav. Is an absolute negative commandment. He shomer lecho, pentishkach as Hashem alokecho. It's a pasuk. Be careful, you should not forget Hashem. And I realized that this is the ikar, the most important, not to forget Hashem. And he enumerates it in his sefer, and the Chofetz Chaim brings it down the halacha, that it's a lav not to get angry. And really, he doesn't designate 100% to anger. Anger and gaiva, to be conceited, which is one and the same. Now let me explain this. So first of all, we have to realize that this is an outright love. It means as follows. When we get angry, the real translation of anger is that we're enthused on our own feelings. And that's why it's so delicious to get angry. And it's so hard not to get angry. Because it gives expression of our real self. I was insulted. Someone hurt me. Whatever the case might be, it gives expression of our neshama. It gives expression of our self. At that moment, when we get angry, at that moment, we are completely concentrated in our own dear, precious self. That's what anger really means. And at that moment, Hashem does not exist. At that moment, we forget Hashem. He shomer lecho, pentishkach as Hashem alokecho. When you put yourself in the center of creation and you blow up, you know, there's a big world. It's a big world. At that moment, why are you blowing up? Because you're the center of creation. You said to Hashem, excuse me, Hashem, please move aside. And that's the real translation of kas. And that's why people in the course of anger do things which they would never do in a different time. Because at that moment, Hashem just leaves us. Shlomo HaMelech describes the act of anger, and he says as follows. Now, with this, I'm going to start coming to an end. But I'd like the audience, please, to listen carefully what I'm going to say now. I know I'm talking for a long time, and you people are tired, and it's late. Listen to what I'm saying now, because what I'm saying now is important not only for our issue, but it's important for many other issues. The pasuk says as follows. The pasuk says, Toyref nafshe ba'apoy. You devour your nefesh, your life, in your kas, in your anger. Halamancho yazav oretz. You think because of you he's going to leave the earth? This is the words. Again. Toyref nafshe ba'apoy. Halamancho yazav oretz. What does this mean? Let me explain what this means. We are under the impression that God, that Hashem, is as real and as close as we make Him. And this is our biggest mistake. Let me explain to you. You have a radio. L'havdil elef alfei avdolos. You have a radio, right? You have a tape recorder. Now, a little boy comes and says, what is this? And say, there's a little menschle inside, you know, he's talking. Did you ever say that to a little boy? The little menschle inside is talking. Well, our children by now are really more intelligent. All right? Now, sometimes this guy, he's gragging on me, a hakta chaynik. I'm busy, innocent, I put it on, a Let's say someone else put it on. How could that shine? You know, he's making a hole in my head. So what do you do if someone makes a hole in their head? You turn him off. You just turn him off, turn down the volume. What happened? He's not there anymore. There's no mention in there. Right? There was the machine talking. I turned him off, and it's not there anymore. When I opened the volume, he's here. I closed the volume, he's not here. Our impression of Hashem is the same thing. When I think of Hashem, here he is. And if I close my mind, there's no Hashem. That's a mistake. When you close the volume, Hashem is there. He's laughing at you. You don't create Hashem. Hashem created you. So when I get angry, and someone says, but Hashem is there. I'm angry. What does that mean? Terif nafshi ba'apui. You get angry? Halamal chayazav aretz? You think because of you he ran away? This is Shlomo Melech's words, so speaks so clear. He says, because of you, Alamal Chayazav Aretz, you think when you say, I don't want to know you, Hashem, Hashem says, goodbye, 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 I'll leave you. No. Hashem is there. By the way, when we get angry at Hashem, sometimes we are depressed. Did that ever happen to you, depressed? Tupin Sebrochen. In Hebrew, they're called mashber. There's no way to describe the word mashber. There's a beautiful word in Hebrew. I'm in a mashber. I'm in a. How do you translate that? Excuse me? No, in English, huh? I'm in a cry. Whatever it is. All right. So you know. So you're under the impression, you know, so you're concentrating on yourself, but you forget. In heaven, the malachim are singing. And you're the tippish. You're stupid. The world is singing. And you look at Michael, if you sing now, I'll beat you up. He doesn't even look at you. The world is singing. The birds are chirping. The heavens are happy. And you're the stupid one. You burn yourself up and you think the whole world is now one big Gehenim. You think, don't be stupid. Tomorrow morning, you wake up and you'll see how stupid you were. And this is what means Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means you think, for these 5 minutes, the world belongs to me. There's no Hashem. There's no God, there's no Torah, there's no nothing. I turned off the volume, I turned everything off, nothing exists. And Hashem just left the world, and here is great me in the front of everything, mad. And Shlomo says, Laman Chayazav Aretz, you talk and think everything just flew away because you got angry? Nothing flew away, everything is the same, and you're the one who remains the Tzibrochana one. And if you be smart, you realize that no one, I don't know how to say it. And that's called Avodah Zarah. That's called Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah means that you make yourself for these 5 minutes God. That's the real Avodah Zarah. And the Ri'ah Kodesh says, as I mentioned, he says that you should know that you ruin yourself more than you could imagine. And there's a special love. And this is the only thing that I can suggest. I'll when you're depressed, it's not the same as a dessert, but it's the same. It's the same stupidity. It's not the same affair. What? Look, depressing, being depressed is not a mental sickness. Absolutely not. Being depressed is something normal. and it's something healthy at certain times. The person's supposed to be depressed. We're human. We're supposed to remain human. We're supposed to remain human. Now, I just want to finish with this. I just want to finish one thing. One of our problems of kas, and with this I end. One of our problems of that we get angry is the Isru Chag of kas, the next day after the kas. What I mean is as follows. That we get angry, we get depressed, etc. We get into all kinds of tantrums. This is something which we shouldn't, and we have to try the best we can. But what happens is that the day afterwards, or the moment afterwards, we get angry at ourselves. I'm angry that I was angry. That's even worse. I came here this evening because I was told to speak about this issue, and I told you, I gave you some information, and you probably know as much as I do, even more. But you should know, Bichlal, kas is something very, very terrible. But this I would like to say, which is completely off my issue. I say this to many parents. The phenomena of a mother screaming at the children, I really don't know if it has any shaykhs to kas. I really don't believe, and maybe I'm ruining things here, I don't want to ruin things. I really don't believe that ruins our children. That's not ruins our children. And I'll tell you something else. I really don't believe that parents bickering between themselves, that's what ruins our children. What ruins our children is the neighboring children. We have to try to perfect ourselves. But b'tzad sheni, on the other hand, you understand, we have to learn to live with ourselves, and with our smallness, and with our everything we possess. And if we're going to start looking at ourselves as beasts and as people, as horrible people, it's for sure not going to help us. We have to try to perfect ourselves. We have to try to get there. And it's not going to happen in one day. We're not going to change in one day. One lecture that Mrs. Gottlieb arranged for us this evening, even if it would have been a good lecture, Koshkin, it was pretty boring. Whatever it was, is not going to change. Not going to change the situation. We have to go weiter. Bichlal, when someone does something wrong, we have to do tshuva, etc. But the most important thing is medav gein weiter. You don't mean to go weiter. You have to continue life. You're never supposed to stop. You're supposed to continue life. Really, in between about adam lechaveri, but adam lechaveri, this is a big problem. There are some people that really have this problem, and they have to really work on it because it could really destroy everything. Between parents and children, in my opinion, I know there are a lot of people that suffer from it, really suffer from it. But that's not the big problem in life. It's very gishmak when a parent is always calm and has savlonis and doesn't get angry at the children. But that's not really what destroys the children. And that's not what teaches them bad things. What teaches them bad things is when you have... When you understand, when you let them out into the big wide world, that's what teaches the bad things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put our children to our hands, and he trusted us the way we are. I think it's important that I said this because I think we're not supposed to go b'shigim, but we have to remember that kas is an avera, kas is destructive, and the art of keeping quiet, the art of keeping our mouths closed in the moment that we're burning up inside because of our own real personal feelings, these moments are the greatest, most precious moments in our life. And the moment that a person does this, and let me just quote the Goyen, when the Goyen says v'chol rega, and every moment, chol rega means a split second. You know, a split second means a hundredth of a second. V'chol rega she'odam choysem piv, that a person closes his mouth, zeicha le'or gonus, he zeicha to a hidden beautiful light, asher ein malach uber yochol l'shalem. There's no angel, there's no creation that could imagine. There's a very special greatness in learning how to close our mouths. It's true, it's a very, very special greatness, and this I conclude, Hashem's Baruch should help us, we should be zeichet everything good.